All right, Matt, I took a look at your preseason power rankings, and you had the Jets ranked 18th. Why so low?
Well, I think the biggest question comes in the secondary, that's the reason for them being so low. I wanted to move them up. As you know, I'm a huge Geno Smith fan. I think the offense looked good in the preseason. The offensive line performed a little better than even I expected. I think the run game is going to be dynamic again. You know, the additions of guys like Eric Decker is going to help out. But I worry too much about the defensive secondary. I think they have a chance to make up ground pretty quickly in power rankings. You know, beating Oakland, I think everyone expects that to happen. But some wins early, you know, proving that these young guys in the secondary can play. I liked the pickup of Leon McFadden. Hopefully he hits the ground running. But right now there are just too many question marks in the back end of the defense.
By my count, you have 7 AFC teams in front of the Jets. Do you foresee another non-playoff trip for this team, or too early to say?
Too early to say, but I think they're in the running for, you know, one of those wild card spots. You know, I always look at the NFL in terms of tiers. I think there's like a small group of teams who are Super Bowl contenders. Then you have the teams who are, you know, likely playoff spots. And then right below that, the teams. I would put the Jets in there as a team who has the talent to make the playoffs. The coaching is obviously great there. I think that Rex Ryan is one of the best coaches in the NFL. So they're on the cusp. I would put them there with, you know, teams like Detroit, Arizona, the way I view Carolina this year as, you know, if one or two things break their way, they could definitely get into the postseason.